Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, it is that time of week, a Fransky Friday, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies have won 5 in a row, including a victory last night in Miami over the Marlins. Joining us right now to talk about the Phillies with a magic number of 15 to win the division is Scott Fransky. Scott, how are you doing today?
Scott.
Doing great. How we doing, guys?
Pretty good, Scott. It's amazing how every week we come in here, man, and the emotional roller coaster ride that we're on. I'm not on one this week because the Phillies look pretty good. But the question I do have for you is this. How concerned should I be about Bryce Harper?
How concerned are you?
I mean, I need him help. Like, okay, Scott, since you asked, I'll be more than happy to tell you. The fact that Bryce Harper's a little bit, I mean, he's still hitting, but he's a little banged up. That has me concerned with only a month left in the season. I need him healthy because I'm going to need Bryce Harper in the postseason.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound to me like the things that he's dealing with are going to be helped by just, you know, sitting around for 10 days.
Okay.
That this is the kind of thing that he's managing and he's going to play through. He's not going to make it worse. But I do believe that if they had confidence that sitting him for 10 days would make a world of difference, then they might push to do that. But I don't think they think the risk reward of not having him in the lineup, especially when you got some other guys that are out too, and other guys are banged up. I mean, everybody's banged up. It's September. We're 140 games into this, so everybody's banged up. I mean, Larry is just ground down to a pulp. I mean, geez, talk about banged up.
Well, especially with a road trip. I mean, guys sent Larry to Canada. I mean, the
hold
guy.
Up. Leave me. We talking about L.A.?
L.A., yeah.
Talking about L.A.
He was in a hotel this week. Make sure he's all right, not sleeping in his bed. It's September for everyone, Hugh.
Okay, I was just making sure we're on the same page.
All right, Scott. Checking. Off what you just said there about Bryce. So then, I guess the question I have off that is, and I understand the perspective of 10 days, maybe not going to really change much. Do you think we're going to know before October if he's feeling himself or feeling good? Because the one thing that's been totally different since, I'd say, I think it's August 10th was his last home run, is the power, right? The batting average is fine. He's had a decent amount of doubles. It's just he hasn't lifted the ball and hit it out. That's the one thing, Scott, I'm watching for the next month, whether he sits or not, is that power return before the playoffs, because I feel like that's really the key to their offense in October.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes can be mechanically related. But, I mean, you watch his at-bats, and I think he's seeing the ball pretty well. I don't think he's chasing too much. He does sometimes, but not a crazy amount. He's still hitting a lot of balls hard. And I think that's certainly encouraging. So, again, I think, what is the last 15 games, sitting like 350, something like that? Yeah, they want him to hit some home runs. There's no doubt. They want all these guys to hit home runs. Trey's is in the same boat. You know, he's got three over his last 30 games, I think. So they need those guys to hit some homers. But I'm not overly concerned about Bryce. I'm just not. It's just not, of all the things to worry about on the team, I don't rank him as super high on there. I mean, again, those three guys at the top do have to produce. We've seen a huge week from Kyle. You know, signs of life from both Bryce and Trey. So keep it going.
Scott, one thing that's really interesting to me as we get closer to October is what's going to happen with that last outfield spot and who's going to start specifically against right-handed pitching. So we know now Austin Hayes is not feeling well. He went on the IL with a kidney infection. We hope he gets better soon. But Scott, I feel like this and then the other IL stint has kind of reopened the door that Rojas is going to be the guy in October against righties. Where do you come down on that? And do you think that's what the next few weeks is going to be about, you know, whether or not and how quickly Hayes gets back and he shows something against righties versus what Rojas does here for the postseason. And a lot of the time they'll see a righty to start a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rojas is right there, given what he gives you defensively. And unless Hayes is they're trying to get a handle on what's going on here and get this infection knocked out. But he's been so fatigued. They want to make sure that he's okay in that regard. So until he's back, you know, you kind of have to make plans without him until he's healthy and back. So, I think if that's the case, I think you're looking at, you know, Marsh in left and Rojas in center most nights, predominantly so. I mean, I think that's probably your best overall alignment. Certainly if Hayes is not in the equation, I think it obviously is. So I think that's kind of where the conversation begins and ends if Hayes isn't there.
Scott, one thing, every week it feels like there's a different element of the team we're discussing, and the top three is always on the forefront of our mind. But then different guys have gotten hot at different times. And Scott, I guess it's Bryce Stott's turn now. Big home run last night. And I just feel like over the last three, 4 weeks, he's just played and hit better. He always plays well defensively, but he's hit better. And Scott, just watching that home run last night, it just hit me how much longer and deeper this lineup feels when Bryson Stott is a plus at the plate. What have you noticed with him the last few weeks?
Yeah, same thing. It's line drives to left. It's lifting balls to right and doing so with some authority. It's better at bats overall, just longer at bats, seeing more pitches, taking pitches, fouling off pitches, stuff that you know, maybe he wasn't doing earlier. And Brandon Marsh is almost the exact same, fouling off pitches, getting longer at bats, seeing more pitches, staying low to left, high to right, as they say. And I think when those two guys are going the way they've gone the last, 2 weeks, you're right. It does make the lineup much, much longer because, you know, there was for a while there, you know, you had your top four. And then after that, you're like, uh-oh. When they were in their down spell. So I do think Stott's huge because, again, you're talking about a left-handed bat that's got a bat in the middle of some righties, whether it's, you know, whatever order you put them in, Bohm, Castellanos, Realmuto, you're going to need a lefty in there somewhere. And I think that's why Stott and Marsh both.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Having a little resurgence here to start the final month is a big, big deal for this lineup.
We're talking to Scott Fransky on a Fransky Friday. Scott, you mentioned the Schwarber night a few nights ago with the 3 home runs, hit 4 in Toronto there. And I looked the other day at how many home runs he now has as a Philly. I think it's 136 when you include the playoffs. And you go back to some of those Ryan Howard years, and you add up to his best 3-4 year stretch, it's in the same range, 150, 160. Like, Schwarber's not that far off, especially when you factor another 2 months of baseball potential here, from that kind of stretch his first 3 years as a Philly. When you're broadcasting his at-bats, are you at points now where you almost start expecting the home run call or think about it often? I mean, it's incredible how many home runs he's hit in less than 3 years here.
Yeah, well, when he's in stresses like this, you certainly do. You start to, you know, he's really put up some amazing numbers. And again, I understand with the batting average, you know, the last couple of years, obviously that's been a lot better this year. Strikeouts are down this year. And he may not end up with as many home runs this year. That's just that's kind of the nature of the game sometimes. But I think he's a better overall hitter this year than we've seen yet, you know, in his previous time here. And I just think, oh man, when he's hot, you just not only it's not just he's hitting well, he hits these balls that are just like there's no way the ball is still round, right? They're 114, 115 miles an hour off the bat. They're going 420, they're going 430. There's it's a real show to watch. And you know, I like the Howard comp because when he was hot, it was the same kind of deal. Rhino was unbelievable to watch, and it was those at bats you never wanted to miss during the course of a game. If you were going to go run out and go to the concession stand or whatever, you didn't want to do it during Howie's Ryan Howard's at bat.
He was incredible, and the other night I felt that way about Schwarber. I can't get up. He might do it again here. Scott with us,
yeah.
Talking to the Phillies. All right, Scott, I don't want to say after just 70 something at bats that this is what Cody Clemens is because he hasn't been this before, but Scott, I'm at the point now where I want him on the postseason roster. I just feel like he gives them good at-bats. And last night, going the other way down the line, what he did in Toronto. What do you think about Clemens, who's come back here now, back on the team and helping with Bohm out? I feel like he could be an asset off the bench in the postseason.
Absolutely. And, you know, depending on everybody else's health, he might be more than just off the bench on certain days. You never know. But I think he has learned a lot. He's grown a lot over the last couple of years in terms of how to handle that role. how to be a guy that sits on the bench and comes off and learns how to hit in that spot, because it's not easy. You know, so often, they tell you with a pinch hitter, you go after that first fastball, right? And so a lot of times you might just miss it because you're cold. You've been sitting on the bench. You might not have had an at-bat in 4 days against a live pitching. So all of a sudden you're down 0-1, and then the guy throws a nasty breaking ball. Now you're down 0-2, and you go into battle mode. That's what we saw in both of the at-bats the other day from Clemens. And I think in the postseason you get into those spots. Because, I mean, obviously the big spot where you're going to hit for him for somebody is Rojas, right? And if you can come with the game on the line – and get a spot where you know you've got Clemens against a righty, I think that's a great weapon for the Phillies to have come postseason.
Yeah, I think it would be a big asset there. All right, Scott, we'll be listening tonight and watching this weekend as the Phillies take on the Marlins. Magic number 15.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.